Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowhire,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulben FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Palmy Bowes,
Eel Cover,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass, Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM!
The 2022 Gaynor Cup Under 14 Girls Soccer Tournament has drawn to a close this weekend. Donegal finishing fourth in the Shield competition. Sligo Leitrim Girls Under 14s had a podium finish with a third place finish. And to reflect on that is the head of Sligo Leitrim's delegation in Limerick all this week. She's just back home, Tina Byrne. Tina, how are you?
I'm good, Austin. Very good.
Do you get much sleep at these underage tournaments?
Well, there's a curfew, and in fairness, it's hectic in the place for a few hours in the evening. Everybody's letting off a bit of steam and having fun, and then all of a sudden, it's almost like everybody just respects the curfew, because, you know, when you think of it, they're playing, it's an intense week with games, you know, hot and fast, and they're only 13, 14, 12, some of them. So they need to rest, like.
I'm trying to visualise, are you like Nurse Ratched now patrolling the corridors on the University of Limerick campus? Lights out, girls!
Honest to God. Well, to be fair, they were extremely well aware from, I think, the coaching team, and then myself, we just kind of laid out the code of conduct, and just put everybody sort of assumed there would be, you know, there wasn't absolutely no issue, and we got a lot of compliments from the actual people running it to say that Sligo Leitrim were exemplary behaviour wise, because we weren't on the campus in the surrounds. There's kind of halls of residence right across the road in Plassey, and that's where we were staying. So there was a little bit of over and back, but there was other teams staying there as well. So I think there was a lot of friendships forged. I think North Tip were one of the places where the parents might have to be bringing some of the girls for sleepovers. They had made lots of friends. Like, that's the one thing I think is fantastic, that they meet people that they'd never ordinarily meet, and they all play football and they all like football, so, you know, it's good.
And what's the abiding emotion amongst the Sligo Leitrim girls at the end of the week? They finished third, won the third place playoff. We'll get into the nuts and bolts of that, but the overall sense of it, has this been a good, positive week for them?
Well, I think myself that, for me anyway, they were so gutted after the semi-final against Midlands, and there was, like, they were just so gutted. But to see them then yesterday, to come back, and it was a third place in the cups. Think about it, the way the competition runs. You know, you if you're top of your group, you're into the cup competition, so you're in the top tier. Like, other teams go into the bowl, the plate, the trophy competition. So they wanted to be in the top tier. They got there. They were so gutted, but they decided, yes, it was third and fourth, but they wanted third, and they played absolutely immensely against an excellent Limerick Desmond team in the third and fourth place playoff. You know, so to me, their ability to, I suppose, draw a line under the disappointment and say, okay, another game to achieve something, and they were just amazing. Now, yesterday's game went to penalties, which, honestly, I just always
you're still not the better for it.
But the confidence, and I don't mean, it's like, I do always say there's a fine line between cocky and confident, and this is like that they believe in themselves, and that their penalties were talked about. Like, there was lots of neutrals. The one thing I noticed as well is you chat to a lot of people who pop in, they don't have a massive affiliation to any one team, but they talk about teams who are, you know, footballing and who have skill and who have awareness and all that. And like Sligo Leitrim was very well talked about, because I was hovering around doing lots of admin stuff and checking stuff and all that, and I didn't have it myself identified with a crested jacket or anything like that. So you're overhearing conversations, and lots of people were saying, oh, Sligo Leitrim, they're a real footballing team. And I would stand there sort of and hover a little bit more and delay just to kind of hear comments. And when the places were known for who was going into the cup and they were getting ready to do the draw, Sligo Leitrim were hotly tipped to do very well.
Sure.
Now again, we had the two MGL teams who incidentally were drawn against each other, and that didn't go down too well.
I saw the draw live. Yeah. And I could hear the oohs and ahs.
Yeah, there was a lot of social media comment that the draw was flawed, in so far as they were drawing out of a glass bowl where the numbers were visible, and that it was a kind of made out that there was an orchestrated to pitch the two, what they were classing, what they were saying were that the two best teams in it were going to, one of them was going to be out, whatever. But
yeah,
some people then put up a comment and said, look, the guy putting his hand into the drum looked away, he picked a ball, he picked another ball. It just, the look of the draw, as they call it. And that game was a very good game. MGL North versus MGL South. One of them was eliminated, and then that set the pairings up. We then played the Midlands in the semi-final, and MGL played Limerick Desmond in the other semi-final.
Okay.
MGL South. So again, those games were absorbing. Like you just when you're watching, you're thinking, these, you have to keep reminding yourself that these girls are only
13, 14, 12.
They're ability, technical ability, awareness, positional awareness, set pieces, everybody knew where to go. Like I think back in the day, you know, you'd be saying, who's taking the throw, like this type of thing. There was none of that. It was all, I mean, coaching was fantastic. Our coaching team did a superb job, and you know, I just couldn't explain in the 10 minutes of how excellent it was, and how much Sligo Leitrim girls are now on the map of being, you know, right up there with all the other jurisdictions in terms of footballing ability. And to me, that's kind of the aspiration. It does take time. It's a process and all that.
And we should remind ourselves that Sligo Leitrim have a track record in the Gaynor Cup. They were champions a couple of years ago. We had them here in studio. So there is a reputation here.
There's
nationally
a reputation. And plus as well, our pool is, compared to other jurisdictions, our pool, like you think of say the Cork or any of those kind of urban centres where you have a huge pool of people, and we have a relatively small number of clubs. But I just think the whole coaching and all that, the cohesiveness in coaching, and to talk about themselves and what they think, and you know, it's a real collaboration. Like the players tell their how they feel about where they're playing and whatever. Coaches then will formulate their program. So to be fair to Neil, Mark, Louise, they had them absolutely so well drilled and so tournament prepped. And again, you know, tournament is that's what it is. You know,
we'll remind people if they're wondering who Neil, Mark and Louise are. Neil is Neil McKenna, the manager.
Neil McKenna, Mark is Mark Jackson, and they're both involved with Ballysadare United, and Neil himself would have played extensively in lots of different teams. Most recently Carberry, played with City United. I'm going to say Abbey United, but I hope you don't get
he's multiple
clubs, and has been heavily involved all the year. Like there's genuine desire there, and Neil obviously is doing all his coaching and all that. So again, there's learning, and that's the whole thing. His emphasis this week, any conversation I had with him was learning. Like learning, you learn from losing, you learn from winning, you learn from watching other games, you learn from talking to other coaches. So that's where I feel. So Tuesday we kicked off, we played Carlow. We went one behind, and you know, I was thinking, I was like, it's a tournament, but you can't help but getting heavily invested straight away. Like, obviously, you want your own team to win. So I was standing away. I was kind of on the opposite side, kind of watching. But came back and we won that game 3-1. Again, first game of the tournament. It's great to score a few goals, to sense that sensation of the ball hitting the back. So Eve Caprani, Mairead McIntyre and Shauna McGrath got the 3 goals for Sligo Leitrim. Our toughest opposition on paper we thought would have been Donegal, or that's what the players were saying, because obviously in interleagues, you know, Donegal come down, we go up, we played them in a show and Kevin Monaghan and all this. So Donegal were going to be a tough opposition. again, Seana McGrath scored and Maria the McIntyre scored again. Again, two great little players, really fabulous speed and ability. Then we drew against Wexford. And again, a lot of the Wexford players would be filtering into sort of Wexford youths. So again, they had a little bit of pedigree, but probably on the day, you know, it's one of those things. 1-1. Leslie Ann Sweeney scored in that game, so that gave us a draw. So that's a point. And then we went on to beat Inishowen 3-0. Mackenzie Reynolds, Leslie Ann Sweeney, and again Seana McGrath. She just was popping up everywhere, scoring goals. So a good win over Inishowen, who again always produce a very good team. Soccer is massive up there. So then we're top of the group, so we're in the cup competition. And as I said earlier, we played the Midlands. Now I have to say the weather was horrendous. Now it was the same for both teams, but it was the wind. The wind was the worrying factor. Anybody can get along and play in the rain, but there was a kind of a cross wind. It was hard to if you raised the ball any bit at all, it was going not at the where it was intended to go. So the Midlands scored two free kicks, and I have to say they were hard, they were accurate, they were strong, and they were straight. And with the best will in the world, the keeper had no chance. But Sligo Leitrim kept going till the very end, and that game ended in defeat 4-2, and massive disappointment. And you have to allow that process. You know, they're very disappointed, but that meant then that we were back into the third and fourth place playoff.
What did you do after that game that evening? What did the girls do?
Well, I think really they did. Well, okay, there was a lot of the parents come down to watch some of the matches, and there was a lot of a comforting, and again, because we had been on the crest of a wave, and there was a lot of people talking about the very good football that Sligo Leitrim were playing. Like during the game, you'd look around and you'd know the fans of the opposition or the people with the op, and then there was a lot of people not affiliated, and they were all neutrals. But I spoke to several people, and they were saying Sligo Leitrim play football. And you think about that statement. So you think Sligo Leitrim play football. So really what it was building from the back, trying things, you know, trying a move. It doesn't work. Okay, let's try this. So again, it was emphasis on playing football. I used to be nervous when they'd be playing it out from the back, but they were confident. Yes, sometimes it mightn't go exactly as planned, but it's that confidence to take the ball from the keeper up the wing into the centre, etc. So I was amazed at their own confidence. So I suppose after that game, they were very disappointed. They were very flat. You know, Neil had a chat with them. Took them all on their own, the team, nobody else, and had a not too lengthy, but a reasonably lengthy discussion. Again, basically saying, listen, that's football. You never give up. You tried whatever, and kind of gave them that confidence to say, look, we've another game now. We want to go out on a high. And that's what I was hoping for, that they wouldn't just turn up and kick the ball around and whatever. So the semi-final between Limerick Desmond and MGL South was a cracker. It was just the way I envisaged football. It was kind of in a slight dome of a pitch. The sun was shining. People were sitting up out in the sun with their shades on, watching it. And it went to penalties, and MGL got through. So they were through to the final, and we were pitched to play Limerick Desmond. Limerick Desmond, extremely good, technically good, physically good. So we played them, and I think that loss for them, they never fully recovered. So we were a much better team on the day when we played Limerick Desmond. But again, the game went to penalties, and the difference was our girls were so, again, took the ball, went up, placed it on the spot. Kaya, Sarah, Leslie Ann and Mackenzie all scored their penalties, and I think only one Limerick player scored, and they had penalties the evening before. So I think that hangover from the penalties was very tough on the Limerick Desmonds.
Are you a good penalty kick watcher, or do you head for the hills and take out the rosary beads when this is happening?
I try. I've worked hard on watching, but you could see a lot of the parents were there, and we had to go pulling them down from the tree. Some of them, they could not watch. They were just, you know, and it's you know yourself, when your own, maybe your own child is stepping up to take a penalty, you never want to be the one to miss, and you never want to be the one, say, if you're in, you want your, if your daughter's in goals or your son's in goals, if it's a boys game, you'd love them to save a penalty. Do you know what I mean? But Sligo's penalties were so just honest, you know, they were, and I did have to say, in fairness, Neil took Limerick, went over to Limerick Desmond afterwards, because he said, like, that it could have, like, they had two penalty shootouts and they lost both penalty shootouts a day apart. So he had a chat with them, which and they were very appreciative of that, to say, you know, that's football. But all in all, the week was immense for team building, friendships, football, learning. The venue in itself is a great venue, because you're in a sort of a safe, enclosed place. Everybody knows, you know, what everybody moves around in a group. There's no kind of distortion of people going off on their own or anything like that, you know. So there's a lot of safeguarding. There's a lot of, you know, some people might say, oh gosh, I'm not sure, my one has never been away before, but it's fabulous, and it's great for their, it's great for them as young people as well, you know, football aside for a moment. But oh, immense learning. I mean, they were watching the amount of teams that came over afterwards. You say, when Sligo Leitrim were playing in the third, and they were passing me by, I was standing down at the end, myself and Fionnuala were standing, and they were saying, oh come on Sligo Leitrim, and we're thinking, what's on their jackets? And it might have been like Wexford, the team we played in the pool. So they had there was a lot of goodwill for Sligo Leitrim.
And it's an experience too that these girls on the Sligo Leitrim squad will never forget.
I feel like that. I mean, I've been down a couple of times, and I still recall some of the fun things and some of the stuff that happened over the years, and you always remember that for going forward. You always remember funny things, and you always remember, you know, victories. You remember great games. You remember just stuff that happened, like, you know, and you're all kind of in a group together, and all that kind of stuff, you know, and everybody lends a hand. Everyone that's there is there for the same reason. Everybody wants to say, well, what do we need? What has to be done? I'll sort that out. I'll do this. I'll do that. You know, kit washing. Looking
who
after
was your kit washer washer this week?
I think I might have won the cup for that accolade. I went up to the laundry room a few times for 30 minutes of quiet counsel, you know, and obviously some of the house mums, well, we were up and down, we were making sure everything was, you know, you wanted to support, like the coaches had the football to look after. We were sort of looking after the ancillaries, all the bits, making sure paperwork was right, if the houses needed supplies, shopping, all that kind of stuff, you know. But the setup itself in general is excellent. And there was a lot of, like, very good football people there who, again, were looking for feedback, because they're in a position of possible, like, influence, where they can say, well, look, we got this and that feedback. You know, I met Danny O'Leary. Danny, obviously, hugely involved in the emerging talent and all that. Like, he was very interested in our thoughts. Aaron O'Connor, Annie, was playing on our Sligo Leitrim team, who's manager of Sligo Rovers under-17s. So, again, there was a lot of people who kind of know football, who know the score. So, to all the girls, I had a great week. I hope you did as well, and I hope you listen to this podcast at some point. But fantastic, and I'm sure they were all wrecked and ready for.
Well, you mentioned the O'Connors. I saw a picture of Aaron and Annie. They made a dash from Limerick to the Aviva Stadium to watch Ireland and Scotland.
We had to tick her off the bus list yesterday. He said, we're heading. And I said, okay, no problem. He said, we're actually heading to the Aviva. And I'm thinking, now there's a day that Annie won't forget for a long time.
Well, they picked a good game too.
Absolutely. But all the girls were fantastic. Yeah. And I'd say, looking at them yesterday going on the bus, and the amount of what I would class as junk that was being consumed on the bus. The parents might have dental appointments.
Carbs, it's carbs, Tina. It's okay. For elite athletes, it's carbs.
Yeah, okay.
Well, look at a wonderful week for the under-14s, and as they're arriving back in Sligo, the boys' under-14s are heading in the opposite direction because here comes the Kennedy Cup.
Here comes the Kennedy Cup, and it's gas because we made arrangements because they're going into the same, not the same exact houses as us, but the same Plassey, the same halls of residence as us. So we sorted out gear, left labelled gear stuff for them in the reception, and we left them some initial food supplies just to get them going. You know, the, like for me, you know, the tea bags and the milk and those kind of things. So they went down today, and we will be following them this week. They're in a 4-man group. So the Gainers, we were in a 5-man group. They're in with Limerick District, Limerick County, the NECSL, and then the Sligo Leitrim. So I believe their first game is tomorrow. And can I just say, there's a guy down there, Aidan Murnane, and he's doing sort of live stream. They're doing a lot of really trying to improve the profile, and there's lots of interviews online on the schoolboys Facebook page, and there's lots of interviews with players and coaches and all that, and he'll be pulling people in as they're passing by to have a chat with them. So go into the tent there if you're down and have a chat with them. And I really hope that the Kennedy Cups do as well as the girls, and I'm sure they will. Again, they did some massive preparation, and they have a lot of stuff up on Sligo Leitrim Facebook page, all the player profiles and the clubs and all that. And we can only wish them well. Their first game is tomorrow. I think I'm not sure exactly who they're playing now. I don't have the actual fixture.
We'll get those fixtures shortly.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. I'm not 100% sure, but exciting times for them. And again, memories to be made, and let's hope some excellent football to be played.
Wonderful, Tina, and we'll be back next Sunday with a review of the Kennedy Cup for 2022. Good luck to the Sligo Leitrim boys under 14 footballers in that national competition. We'll let you go home and get your own
washing done.
After the Gainer. Tina Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Austin.
Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowheart,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurteen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pawry Bowes,
Eel Cover,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass,
Enniscrone United.
This is you,